The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
It's the foundation that's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio state 9:12. It's the time you can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation. It's the foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, the ground's wet, the sky's clearing up. Did you drown last night? Talk to me. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you if you did drown. My God, the rain. I was like, Noah, you need to calm down. It's too much. What's going on? Where's the ark? Man, it rained last night, guys. I'm hoping that you're still here and your house didn't get washed away. We continue to be able to say a soft prayer for all those persons in Pinewood. Amen. Every time the draft falls in the morning, I see somebody in Pinewood send a video out. You got a canoe out there. We continue to be able to pray and really hope that if this is not a government-led solution in your community, that your community will come together and recognize the importance of being able to rectify the issues where your house live. Where is your home? Talk to me. Ideas continue to float about the possibilities of what can happen. Money needs to be attached to that. But we need to find unity amongst our people to get to these particular objectives and make some things happen. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Talk to me. I'm happy to be in your company. Today, we're going to have the Office of the Prime Minister coming at 12:30. They should be able to talk to us about a few things. I'm excited. As you can tell, talk to me. I was like, the Office of the Prime Minister wants to come? I'm excited. Tell them, come on, let's go. So they're going to be here at 12:30 to be able to talk to us about a few initiatives that they have going on. We're always excited to talk about growth and development, this sort of a progression in this path of movement of things happening in the country. I'm excited about it. So we're going to wait to see exactly what they're going to be able to put to the table at 12:30 in those areas. Today is June 27th. We are 3 days out from July. 3 days. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that? Do you think we're going to kind of slip into June 31st? 30 days have September, April, June, and November. One, and I don't know the rest. I don't know the thing after that. My Grammy tried to tell it to me. She gave me the royal read of the whole thing. It's too much, right? She's like, learn your recitation, baby. Grammy, you're doing too much. So I only needed 30, up to all the rest have 31. That's all I needed for my test. So we're slipping into July, and I'm hoping that you guys are ready for the seventh month of the year. Hopefully you put in for your vacation time. I know you're hoping for that, that little thing to come through. And the spirit of Prophetess Quinty, send a little thing, money coming. Y'all wilded out in this country. Y'all doing a lot. I gotta see if I gotta bring in Benjamin Smith. He's a good friend of mine, but something came across my phone this morning, these prophecies are getting very specific and detailed as it relates to the budget, as it relates to what's happening in the country. So I'd like to talk more about those particular things, and not for entertainment purposes, for edification purposes. I'd like to know what thus saith the Lord, and not necessarily to scrutinize, but to find out whether or not there is an alignment, because, you know, we have some things on the table also. And where two or three are gathered, we know that there he is in the midst. We just need two for confirmation. So once we know these things, we could be able to move in the right direction. Guys, I'm going to open up the lines at 1 o'clock. So after the Office of the Prime Minister is with us, the lines will be open for us to be able to have a great conversation about where we're going and some things we're doing. But give me a little room, a little space, a little room to have a conversation about what I'm seeing in the newspapers today. I got significant calls this morning that says to me, whilst your mouth is ever itchy, right? And you continue to salivate with this desire, this relentless desire to speak on all that you see in print media, recognize the importance of some things. Amen. And I only tell you that because it came from the kind of sources where respect is due about these particular things. So I know you guys want to talk about a great deal of things that's happening in the country and a great deal of things that's happening here, but I want to talk about something more specific. Like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Government asked Grand Bahama Port Authority to pay money owed, Prime Minister. Government has been doing work of the port. I try to be so decent. Oh, my God. To acknowledge infractions that exist in the system and an administration's position scurrying to ensure that they rectify their commitment to people. Being able to speak about it is one thing. But rectifying these real issues that and the infractions that exists within the system is the bigger conversation here about the inconsistencies of how we police a particular system and hold people to account. I think that's the larger conversation. How do we hold people to account? There has been significant allegations over the course of 6 months, much longer, but I feel like it's concentrated now. I feel like it's, you go in the store and you get yourself some orange juice, right? And, you know, they got all kind of variations of orange juice now. You know, some come regular orange juice, extra calcium, with pulp, extra pulp, all kind of weird stuff. This is mad pulpy from concentrate. As it relates to the allegation, relentlessly, of corruption from one source or another. Members of parliament, allegations levied against them. Governmental administrators, allegations. Inconsistencies and improprieties that exist within even low-level persons within uniform branches. They're showing videos of persons being able to do things untoward, right? A lot of things are popping up. A lot of things are popping up. And I don't know whether or not you've seen this thing with Prophet. I don't know. Maybe this isn't your thing, right? But a thing came to my phone. And it's peculiar how things align. Can I say that? It's peculiar to me how things align. What do I mean by that? In this year of Jubilee, there is a biblical concept understanding that has existed that speaks to what happens during the time of Jubilee, that speaks to freedom, that speaks to liberty, that speaks to exposure, that speaks to access, that speaks to opportunity, right? And whilst we have not seen those things pronounced from a government environmentally, and we continue to hold our breath from an economic standpoint to see those things happen there. There are peaks and sort of a window into the possibilities of what can happen. The unraveling of all these social allegations of corruption, so forth and so on, we're going to have to dive into those things. We're going to have to talk about those things. The exposure of men and women that sit in leadership positions in our country who have for far too long been very casual. Going into these things, we talked about this yesterday. You're good for $150,000 without government annually. You're good for that. You may not be great. You're not $600,000 a year. But you could live off $150. You practice your this and that. You leave the $150 on the table and went after 28. No one scratches their head. They watch you. And then, as a novice politician or a savvy attorney, you find yourself in the position where you're making tons of money. And at the 5 years after we've already done assess certain things, they identify you, highlight you, and say some things smell fishy here. No one asks these questions. But it's peculiar how the year of Jubilee is sort of unraveling those things, and even the years leading up to that. Because for far too long, it has been what it is. But I feel like there's a shift that says it is what we pronounce it to be. And the question is, what are we saying? That's the question I have for you. What are we saying in this dispensation? What are our expectations? What would we like to see? What have you been crying out for? What have you been praying for, mumbling under your spirit, charging the atmosphere, one person, another person, sitting in traffic, mumbling to yourself in your car? What have you been saying and releasing in this atmosphere? What have you been saying? What are your expectations? What are the ideas that to see in this country? That's what I'm asking you. Because it seems as though the proverbial dome is cracked. And we're letting in some things. But simultaneously, some things are being released. And I'm hoping that that's what it is. So if your hands are dirty, you better do your best to wash it up. Porches. Wash your hand clean of these things, because what coming down, what Grammy say? What going, only tall could see. This is what my Grammy say. And God knows, I don't know how I remember these things, but I remember it. She said, what going, baby, only tall could see. But what coming, my God, tall and short alike, all would be able to see. So what coming? I hope you're prepared for that. I'm excited about these things, guys. I want to touch a little bit about behemonization. I see in the paper, right there in the Tribune, we're seeing just something. I started kind of read into it, just a little taste. Iram Lewis, Central Grand Bahama. Iram Lewis questioned why the University of the Bahamas appointed another non-Bahamian president to the institution, insisting that qualified Bahamians can perform the role. His comments came as elected officials prepared to pass the 2023-24 budget, which includes an allocation of $36 million for the university. Mr. Lewis said that we went from $23 million in 2023 to $32 million. So my question, like I asked last week, we, in our policy, we did not have a Bahamian as the president. I know we talked about Bahamianization, and that's where I stopped. I stopped there. I told you I did some research before on Bahamianization. I think that's one of the crutches that politicians lean towards. That's one of the crutches that politicians have. They continue to be able to lean back. This is sort of the crutch, the standard. Right? Or you go in contrary and they lean back on that. It's peculiar that the Free National Movement would take on a position to speak about Bahamianization when for far too long, socially, they've been dubbed an organization and even changed their name from Free National Movement to Foreign National Movement.
So it's peculiar that he would take that particular angle. But I stopped at Bahamianization because FNM, PLP, and Indifferent alike take on a position to kind of amplify this concept and idea of Bahamianization with not understanding that this was not necessarily, I think this existed in spirit. I did some studies on Bahamianology.com, Bahamianology.com, to find out a little bit more about this concept and idea of Bahamianization, right? At the 1 o'clock hour, I want to be able to pick it up from there as we continue to be able to move forward. Right? So we can open up the lines at 1 o'clock, but I'm going to take this commercial break and get ourselves prepared to hear from the office of the Prime Minister. This is exciting stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Foundation with Howard Grant. We're going to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
Good, why are you so sweaty?
Y'all are getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Yes.
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org.
Or call 322-1029.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. In your company, the foundation really being able to chop it down. Now, listen, y'all don't fight me. You understand? I want to be as decent as possible whenever I step on this mic. Right? The information that I got was specific to the OPM. But more now that we be able to kind of deduce this and identify this is really about sustainable development goals, this unit that's designed to be able to tell us more specifically about a conference that's coming up. I'm excited about it. I want to hear about it. And I want to be able to introduce you to some lovely ladies that we have in the studio with us today. Ms. Rochelle Newbold, introduce yourself to the country. Tell them who you are and what you do.
Good morning, good afternoon, Bahamas, because I missed lunch to get here. It was so exciting and so important that we had to rush right over.
You should have said something like, some Kong salad for you. I could bring that for you.
Listen, now you can tell me when I done reach. You can tell me when I was coming, but when I done reach. But yes, we're here today. I have with my colleagues in the Office of the Prime Minister. There are two units in which there is the Climate Change Environmental Advisory Unit and the Sustainable Development Goals Unit. Now, these two units are being very ambitious this year. We're hosting the National Climate Change Youth Conference. That's going to be held July 13th to the 14th. And then we're also having the Sustainable Development Goals Units Conference. And that's going to be on July 12th. Both of these events are going to be at the University of the Bahamas campuses, and they are open to all Bahamians. The Sustainable Development Goals Conference is one that's targeting predominantly two particular issues of the 17 goals, that being social inclusion and the other being economics. So we're targeting...
Was these 17 goals actually forged from the NGOs prior to... or right after Hurricane Dorian?
No.
This is something entirely different. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, these goals are global initiatives. These are global targets that all countries are saying that these are important to their people and the livelihoods of the people. So they're not unique to the Bahamas. They're not unique to the Caribbean. These are global initiatives. This is talking about issues like education, health, energy, providing energy, infrastructure, workers' rights, all those sorts of things. Just the common human decency, things that are expected, the due respect for your populace. These are, they've cast them in 17 particular goals, and countries are supposed to measure their implementation and the delivery on the certain targets related to them over the course of the years. And 2030 is the cutoff date. Inventory taking there to see whether each country is doing what they said they would do in order to enhance the livelihood of their people.
Just because of my mind and some of the information that I've ingested over the course of a few months as it relates to climate change and whatnot, I have to ask some questions. This for me. This ain't for them. This only for me. Does this have any affiliation with the Paris Agreement?
So the SDG goals, the Sustainable Development Goals Unit, it's actually something that's, like I said, that is dealing particularly with social for us. We've chosen two areas to focus on in this conference, social inclusion and economics. The Sustainable Development Goals, where they're 17, has three environmental components, life underwater, climate change, and what is the other one? And life on land. So those, in that 17, there are three goals. Keep in mind, making sure it's very clear, on the 12th, July 12th, that one-day conference is to deal about sustainable development issues within countries, social inclusion, economics, and this is what we're targeting, the business sector, those involved in social programs in the NGO community, the government agencies that are associated with that. So we're going to have members like the Minister of Education is going to be there. The Minister of Social Services is going to be there. The Prime Minister is going to be there. And this is giving the opportunity for an interactive conversation between the people and their leaders on these matters, right? And then so that's day one of the conference. So that's very specific to those issues. On day two, which is now we shift our focus predominantly to climate change, and this conference is targeting the youths of the nation. So we're going to have youths from the ages of 15 to 25. They're coming in from the Family Islands. They're coming in from going to be at that conference, that two-day conference. And this is going to be our first national youth conference. Last year, we also had a climate change conference, but that was a much wider conference. We had individuals coming in from all over the Caribbean to interact with our youths. But now we're focusing only on the Bahamian youths on this conference on the 13th and the 14th of this year.
So the 13th and 14th this year, where will the conference be?
At the University of the Bahamas.
At UB. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a time that persons...
For the 12th, which is the SDG conference, that's going to be from 9 to 5 p.m. And people should register to be a part of that, because we will be serving lunch. But if you're not registered, we will not have made provisions for you. So it's important for you
to... So you watch everybody eat.
Mm. Unfortunately.
I chew and you swallow. Okay.
So Ms. Roll is going to tell us a little bit about how they can go about registering for the event.
Alrighty. So we have a brand new SDG website as well, where you can get resources, and the registration page is live on the website. You go to sdg.gov.bs. So that's sdg.gov.bs. And you can register. It's a fillable form. And as soon as you hit submit, then we will get the information.
Mm-hmm. Is there a number that persons can call? Because, you know, you have, you know, a mixed bag of persons. Some people like the traditional avenue of being able to pick up the phone. You have a number that they can call?
To be honest, registration is only online. If you have any additional questions, you can reach us at 702-5500 and ask for the SDG unit. But online, the registration form would be the quickest and easiest way to register for
that. So the registration, you can be able to get it at sdg.gov.bs. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening to ensure that you have this information. I'm excited about it. I want to know more about it because, like I said, I've been reading a lot about it. When we went to Grand Bahama, we did so much to talk about rejuvenation, the concepts and ideas as it relates to sustainability and the blue and green economy. So I want to know more about that. But you do have more, like you're saying, with your SDG Goal Conference. That's going to be in the 12th. You're going to be dealing with social inclusion, economics. You're going to have the NGOs, government agencies, so forth and so on in those particular spaces. Tell me a little bit more about that.
But see, also, we want to make sure everybody has a clear understanding. We're not going to be NASA-centric with this. So that's why we're going to also be live streaming this three-day event. So individuals from the Family Island, we are begging you to register to be a part of this, because by through the registration process, it also allows us to start to generate a stakeholder list so that we would have the information to be able to communicate with these individuals, because as the years progress, we will be making our way into the Family Islands to also to try to identify and determine what programs and needs that they are having, because we also have to give a report that goes to the nation that identifies how are we performing with regards to these 17 goals. And we can't do a report unless we're talking to the people. And it's best for us to talk to the people who have an understanding of what's going on. And they can do that by registering for this event. And they can participate in the live stream. And they'll be able to ask their questions. It's going to be very interactive because we know everybody can't leave where they are. We are an archipelago, 17 major islands. Everybody can't come to Nassau. All the flights are covered and, you know, discount on the fares. So just go on your phones, go on your computer, laptop.
You know, just going to the
This is the 50th anniversary. Everybody trying to come to NASA. The rooms are ridiculously expensive right now. So we want everybody to definitely be able to participate. So that whole day of the 12th is going to be focusing on that. Then there's 13th and the 14th of July is when we're going to start focusing on the National Climate Youth Conference. There have been some special individuals that have been hand-selected by their communities, young men and women, to come to New Providence to represent their islands. So they will be coming with their questions, their concerns, their recommendations, their suggestions as to what their future ought to be like. Because during that conference, they will have the opportunity to interact most directly and intimately with the Prime Minister and have to field to him questions, come to him with ideas and asking his opinion as to why the woulda, coulda, shoulda, can't happen this way, and what their experiences are like being in the Family Islands, because sometimes we forget that Nassau ain't the 7x21. And that is also going to be live streamed. So if individuals were not the ones selected to represent their islands at this conference, they too can participate online during the live stream, have their questions, post their questions, and have their questions presented for an answer and everything like that. So we're trying to be very inclusive. We're looking at technology to really help us here. And so to tell you more about the registration process, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Chanel Williams to give information on that.
Yes, you can register at youthclimateready.gov.bs. Go to the website, click on register for the conference, and you can fill out all the information. We're so excited to have an opportunity for youth to be able to talk about climate change, talk about their stories related to climate change, and really come to the Bahamas or come to Nassau and be on live stream and interact and have these conversations. So it's a great time right after independence. Be there.
Youthclimateready.gov.bs.
Yes.
That's the registration. Yes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, because I got to dive in, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I want to get more specific as it relates to national climate change, the youth conference perspective. We know that we're going to have it for 2 days, but let me just do this. So for the SDG Goal Conference, it's going to be a one-day conference, 9 to 5, for you to be able to get more information. That's Sustainable Development Goals. For you to get more information and register for that, which is essential, give them a call. Not necessarily a call in the traditional manner. Make sure that you check them out, stg.gov.bs, sdg.gov.bs. Make sure you be able to pick that up. It's live streaming all that information. But for those persons, young, enthusiastic, with this sort of an idea of being able to understand the next dispensation of leadership and how we can be able to be a part of what's going to be happening going forward, make sure you check them out, youthclimateready.gov.bs, youthclimateready.gov.bs. Now, I'm going to put this on the table. As it relates to the National Climate Change Youth Conference, it's going to be over the course of 2 days from the 13th to the 14th, right there at UB, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about that. Why we need 2 days for this?
Well, climate change is at the center of everything that we do. It involves meaning, what are we doing to make sure that we don't have a significant carbon footprint? We're not doing things that are causing the heat wave we're presently experiencing or the three tropical storms that were one-to-one behind each other that could potentially turn into hurricanes. We are going to, every country in the world is supposed to be engaged in some sort of what they call mitigation activity. And then the second thing is, which is most predominantly centered around countries such as ours, is the issue of adaptation, what they call adaptation. How are we adjusting? How are we coping in the, with the fact that there are three tropical storms one-to-one behind? We do indeed have an increase in the temperatures that we're expecting. And so now, how are we coping? How are we acting? And then when you talk about those three back-to-back storms, they turn into hurricanes and we have damage like we did with Dorian. How do countries like ours recover from those type of damages that are occurring over and over again? But let me just stick a pin there, because there's something else I needed to say that I didn't get to say, was that when you register for the Climate Change Conference, you also have the opportunity to go to the COP28 conference, which is going to be held in the United Emirates, United Arab Emirates, November through December 7th this year. And that's when everybody around the world comes to one place on the planet to talk about the issues of climate change. And the Prime Minister has made this a part of his program and his initiative to engage with the young people and bring them into these global discussions, because they are going to be the ones who are going to inherit this planet the way that it is after all of this. We just had the recent IPCC report that says we're all going to die, because it doesn't look like we're all doing enough to really curtail the impacts that are going to be, that are resulting because of climate change. And so our young people are understanding that what we see and what we have right now may not be what's here in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And they need to be able to cope with that. I mean, even from an economic standpoint, we're seeing that in order for businesses to come into the Caribbean region and hold, not just the Bahamas in particular, there's an exorbitant cost that's associated with that risk. Their insurance, we can't get insurance. I mean, if your parents trying to insure the house for hurricane, it's either exorbitantly expensive or they can't go ahead and do that. Before, this was not an issue. Before, everybody was encouraging you to get your house insured, get your house insured. Now, nobody wants to insure your house because the likelihood of it being destroyed and them having to make a payout is a real statistical probability. And we need to make sure that the next generation of Bahamians have an understanding of what it would mean to be able to do business in this country, to engage in a livelihood that's productive and where they can raise a family, and what is this country actually going to look like in the next 30 to 60 years, given these environmental changes that are on expected to take a hold for us. And it's not unique to the Bahamas. Every small island developing state in the world is experiencing the same thing. They're losing land because of erosion. They're being hit by tsunamis or hurricanes or flooding or fires. And you see the fires in Canada that's affecting New York and the fires in California that's affecting the entire U.S. It's a global issue. But we also want to encourage our young 15 to 25-year-olds, when you register for the conference, to also take a look at the competition to be able to go to Dubai and represent your country.
I was about to ask you about that, because you said you have a chance to go to COP28.
Yes.
Is it a raffle? What do you do to be able to...
No. We always want our brightest and best minds. You know, whenever we go anywhere, use your best minds to be able there, because they will be meeting like-minded people. So in order for us to be fair in identifying who these persons would be, there is a competition where individuals, everybody got their phone, everybody want to be on TikTok, everybody want to do a YouTube. They're going to have to do a video, and then they're going to have to do an essay, and then they're going to be interviewed as the last part. And during that interview process, the government is going to, if you are selected, the government is going to pay all your fares and expenses and take you with them to go to Dubai and be a part of the whole negotiation process.
So this is over the course of the 2 days. Now, let me ask you this. Is there sort of a workshop, you know, when you have these particular conferences, a lot of persons, you sit down, you hear, but then you have breakouts. Do you have anything that's going to be like a breakout for the youth?
Yeah, there's a, when you register, you could also see a box that asks you if you want to learn more about climate change, because there's going to be a negotiation workshop that's going to be running after the conference is over, so that you would have an understanding and an appreciation for what really occurs when you're talking about climate negotiation in that space. And that, just like we said with the SDG conference, when you register, it allows us to be able to create a list of stakeholders, a list that we know people are interested. Because when we get invitations to identify Bahamian youths to participate in programs that are happening all the time, it's difficult for us to be like, well, who. If we have this list, now we could go through the list and see individuals who have an interest in these particular areas. And then we can see from that list, oh, and so and so also participated in negotiation process, the workshop. So maybe we should recommend this individual. Let's contact them and find out if they're interested in going to India, if they're interested in going to Europe, if they're interested in going to Africa to be a part of these youth conferences that are happening. And we will put them forward. Right now, there are two individuals that we've just nominated to be a part of a conference that's going to be held in Dubai. So these are different individuals apart from the four that we're going to select to represent through the Bahamas delegation. And to be clear now, you don't have to do all of this in terms of the 2 days to be a part of competition. The competition ends in August 24th, I think it is. So you have a lot more time to make your preparations for your submissions so that we could then select the right candidate to be a part of the process. So it isn't, oh, they come on and they just tell us it's so late. No, you still have some time to prepare.
Let me start to talk about, because I got so much questions, but when we start to talk about this sort of an idea as it relates to what's going to happen into the future, and you identify and capture the minds of these young persons now, I want to isolate the conversation for youth now, because I believe that, I believe the children of the future, teach them well, and that, you know what I did there. So I want to be able to talk to you about that. This is sort of an idea that says, how do we retain this sort of interest? You already piqued their interest. You got them in. They came to the conference. They're mad, excited. They've gone back home. They say, did you bring any Dunkin' Donuts? They won't do all these things that when they go back to the family of islands. But now they're sitting here waiting. You have this pool of all these registered persons. You've identified a few to take with you to COP28. What about the bulk of them who still have this sort of a burning desire to participate moving forward?
Well, every year, as part of the empowerment program, we select two ambassadors, a male and a female Bahamian youth, to be the representative of the youth caucus for the Bahamians. And these two individuals, who right now is Ashante Russell for the female and Bradley Hunter for the male, their job is to... Bradley Watson was last year. Sorry, Bradley. Hi, Bradley. Stephen Hunter is
Bradley
this year.
Bradley wants his ticket now. You got to get him straight.
The male representative for this year. So they have created a program where they would be engaging youth. There is actually a climate environmental youth committee of individuals who represent individuals from the Family Islands. I think it's Miguana, Bimini, and Grand Bahama. And these individuals, along with some individuals from New Providence, their job is to keep activities within their local islands, to share information that speaks to opportunities for others within their communities to participate.
So subcommittees like?
No, they're a committee. Yeah, well, they can do subcommittees within their own islands, but they're a committee which have representatives from the islands on it. And then those individuals are charged to go ahead and have things done at their local levels, right? And so, yes, that local level could be considered a subcommittee, but that is freely up to them to design and craft that how they want to do. In this space, the youth are expected to take on the leadership role. Yes, we know that our job is to make the way clear.
Is it autonomy? Is it just this sort of an idea to see, let me see where your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats exist?
We create the environment for them to thrive. It's up to them to take it.
Mm-hmm. I like this. Sound like something mommy would say.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So when you man and woman,
I already then 9 months I carry you.
Don't do my part.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I like this. I like what you guys are saying about what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Sustainable Development Goals Unit being able to tell us more specifically about what's happening and the importance of being able to participate in this. I know a lot of us are out here and we talk ad nauseum. I mean, relentlessly, and pontificate about what needs to happen and what our prime minister has done, and he's traveling, he's doing these things. But now this is an opportunity for you to be able to participate. Talk to me, I can't even get an amen. Now this is an opportunity for you to be able to participate, right? We want you to be able to participate and be able to get your kids involved and get them to understand that tomorrow belongs to them. Tomorrow starts today. Have them register sdg.gov.bs, and that is for the Sustainable Development Goals Conference, the SDG Conference. They're going to be talking about social inclusion, economics, so forth and so on. It's going to be there. It's going to be July 12th over at UB from 9 to 5. That's a conference. It's going to be a one-day conference, sdg.gov.bs, sdg.gov.bs, and you can find out more information about that. But here's the kicker. This is the big one. National Climate Change Youth Conference is going to be from July 12th from July 13th until the 14th. So for all you persons out there that's listening to me from a family of islands, and you're trying to call Pineapple Air, and you're trying to call all these other places, your charter, you get your cousin, see if you could be able to get us to Nassau, and you say, yeah, we're going to get in for one day right there for Independence and come right back. You can stay for a week. Talk to me. You're staying for a week. Let your auntie them know you're going to be staying for a little while longer, because there's a conference that starts on the 13th or the 14th, and they need to be a part of it. National Climate Change Youth Conference from the ages of 15 to 25 is going to be at UB for this particular time period. You can register over there. And guys, if you want more information, just text me, 827-0111, and I can kind of shoot this over to you. YouthClimateReady.gov.bs. YouthClimateReady.gov. It's all one word. YouthClimateReady.gov.bs. You can find out more information about registration and prepare yourself to go to COP28. It's no raffle. It was clear with that. This ain't no raffle. You can just juke your hand in the thing and say you have to prepare yourself. Get yourself a video. Get yourself prepared. They're going to ask you some questions. And to the candidate that provides us what we need to be able to make that next step, you're going to go over there and be a representation to the country. I want to thank you all for being able to come here, man. I'm Rochelle Nubro. She's the director of SDG. We have Chanel Williams. She's also climate change officer. Kendrika Kemp, who's the SDG officer. And Alicia Rowe. Alicia or Alicia? I'm decent with these numbers. Watch me. I'm good at this, right? SDG officer. They got the studio lit up, excited about this thing that's going to be happening on July 12th. 13th and 14th over the UB, make sure you check them out. For all those persons that are out there that, how would I hear what you say? My God, what's the number? 702-5500. They can help you with some information, but more than likely, they can send you right to the website, which is sdg.gov.bs or youthclimateready.gov.bs. Anything else y'all want to kind of put on the table?
Can you
No, everybody is good.
Don't forget you could participate even if you're in the Family Islands. We have the live streaming all those days, so don't think you're left out. You're not left out at all.
Let's shoot this straight. I thought she was going to do this because, you know, that's how we get people to come to your pyramid scheme things. And this ain't a pyramid scheme. Well, you know, we can have sandwiches. Register so you can get your lunch. That's what they're trying to tell you. Make sure you register or you can watch everybody eat and you salivate drinking the people's water. Do well. Go on the site, sdg.gov.bs. Find out more information about that. That's the Sustainable Development Goals Unit. Ladies, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to join me today.
Thank you.
You gave us a mouthful in a very quick time. When you can come back to tell us more information about this. Because I got questions. A tremendous amount of questions. I just have to be decent today and let's talk about this particular conference. Most of our prime ministers taking on. And the pronouncements that he's made. I just want to know whether or not there is an idea that we can make a significant contribution from this 400,000 of us to this global issue. What can we do? I'm sure that you're going to be talking about that at the conference and really inspiring persons to be. Because sometimes it feels so mammoth. Sometimes it feels like it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
But we could be able to make a significant dent in this and make some things happen in the years going forward.
Agreed. And the best way to do that is to ensure that we prepare our children for that future that they will have to face. And so they're not taking it on in a naive way and unprepared. And all of this is part of that process.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is the SDG unit being able to talk to us specifically about what's going to be happening. I got the information here, 8270111. I can shoot that to you if you want to be a part of it. I thank you once again, ladies, for being able to join us. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to take a break, go to commercials, go to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
We are going back to Cali, BK style, with the California King Collection. Only of your crispy chicken or fire grilled beef, topped with melted white cheddar cheese, bacon, freshly sliced red onion, ripe tomato, crisp lettuce, and BK's creamy guacamole. All served on a toasted brioche bun. The California King Collection packs a tidal wave of flavors and is made with only quality ingredients that are refreshing and filling with every bite. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Alive believes loyalty is not without its rewards. We're offering you a summer full of deals to say thanks for sticking with us. Enjoy free roaming, free data, cash back, and more incredible deals with the certified fastest network in the country and top-rated service. Alive gives you something worth holding on to. Hold on to the best in the business. Alive, believe in best. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN. It is for a limited time, so act now.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and full effect. On this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, so happy to be in your company, guys. We heard from the Sustainable Development Goals Unit out of the Office of the Prime Minister talking to us more specifically about our role and responsibility as it relates to climate change. This is, for me, a mammoth task. And I think our Prime Minister, in his particular capacity, has enunciated that and sort of articulated that to the entire world very poetically, right? And gingerly, with the kind of professionalism and pause that is required based upon global political positions. But locally, I think all of us, I know we're wrapped up in this sort of a position. Right? Come on, man. Let's shoot straight. We're wrapped in this sort of position that says that, ain't my problem, is theirs. But we are the ones who will be underwater. Based upon global projection, based upon concepts, ideas, we are the ones who suffer, right? Like the proverbial smoke that continues to be able to billow out of Canada into the United States of America, into New York. The smoke that billows out of California into the large and wide of the United States of America. The tribulations of global capitalism and the economic desire to be able to move far, further, faster, wider, billows into the Bahamas. And our green and blue economies are, we find ourselves in this sort of position where we have to do the beach cleanup for the waste of the world. And sometimes it could be discouraging. Sometimes it could be overbearing. Sometimes it could be too much. Sometimes we're picking it up and trying to find out why, God. I just watched something the other day. This lady was from Sweden. I think she was from Sweden. And she was talking about, the first time she's here in the Bahamas. And one of the things that she wanted to leave in terms of encouraging is for us to be able to clean up our environment. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. I believe that principle, right? And it sounded like it popping. In my ear. Right? That was for my producer. I believe that principle, that it begins in the home, should expand to all and sundry in terms of aspects and concepts of how to be able to approach external issues. This thing begins at home. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. You need to show your children how to pick up their things. My daughter and son at 8 years old, I had them pick up the mop and start mopping and cleaning up and stuff like that. My daughter thinks that I'm on a quest to kind of domesticate her. She thinks that I'm out here trying to make her Cinderella, like a good housewife, that I want to betroth her, like I want to betroth, like, you know what I mean? Like I identify someone who has a fat calf and they're going to come for her once she's prepared. Like, I'm sure that's what she, I'm sure that's what she thinks, right? I'm sure that's what she thinks, right? So at 8 years old, it was twofold for me. It was twofold because I just needed to stop washing dishes. That's what I have children for. So I taught them how to wash the dishes. 8 years old, mop the floor. Man, it started off great. Oh my God, this is fun. Daddy, we're finally doing this, right? And then it became from a lesson to a chore. Oh my God, Daddy, what are you doing? And the same thing starts with cooking. And, you know, I start to tell her, make a little sandwich for your daddy. I want an egg sandwich, this, do it like this, or whatever the case may be, right? Just having those kind of conversations with her and my son. And she would normally say, well, why don't you make Destin do it? I said, Destin is a teenage boy. I can't even get an amen. Somebody text me amen. 422-4796-4224. I said, I don't want him touching my food. Amen. I was a teenage boy. I can't even get a 422-4796. Somebody text amen. And it's not about this kind of preparation. It's only understanding your position in your environment to take care of those things. And she's baffled when she says her friends or other family members don't know how to do this and don't. Oh my God! Oh my God, Daddy! I can't even believe they don't know how to do this. And I'm like, oh, but I remember when you was telling me that I'm trying to kill you. And why am I making you do all this stuff? We as parents have a responsibility to be able to teach this conservation, this sort of an adaptation to an environment and a position of being able to retain the environment for growth. We got to teach our kids that at home. You understand? Or as the journal at school. Wild. Fifth grade. I cannot forget. I can't unsee the thing. Fifth grade. I couldn't understand. Who does this? Where did these barbaric people come from that destroys the toilet in school? And then I had to kind of amalgamate my mind to a very clear understanding that these people don't know how to use toilet. They from the bush. This is the fifth grade. The fifth grade for me. We have to teach our kids these things. My four-year-old, he says, Daddy, I got to use the bathroom. We were out. I said, okay, let me take you to the bathroom. No, 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 Daddy. No. 4 years old, Gabriel. He says, no. I have to use the home bathroom. I can't use the public bathroom. His mother told him this stuff. I said, okay, it's fine. Just don't mess in my truck. Amen? It's important that we participate. And while this task could seem bigger than us, these incremental things could change the mindset of our kids and make them to understand their social responsibility and the need for their contribution. We have to make them aware of these things. And so not to kind of belabor what's happening there, but very clearly understanding the position and role that we have moving forward. And so y'all pray for me with my daughter. Because she knows these things now, you know. She cooked dinner a couple of times. And she says, y'all can't even cook better than me. I said, this is wild. I tell my wife, I said, baby, this is wild. She didn't even want to cook the other day. Would you like to eat? Would you want me to cook? Because now she's stretching her wings. Now, I ain't going to betroth her off to nobody. But I'd like to know that she's prepared to take care of herself when she decides to go wherever she goes, right? Off to school, college, wherever she wants to go in her life, in preparation to be the mother that I know that she can be for what exists in her, I think that these are some foundational stuff that she would need in preparation to make those next steps. So the lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of that, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242. (laughs) 305-720-422-4796. Y'all making me laugh. Somebody text me, amen, and laughing, right? Amen. Right? Say, boy, I tell you, amen, right? It says, boy, I tell you. Great show, Howard. That is important because when you're living with these women, some of them nasty and they just leave stuff all over the place. I see why you got a Cuban. I tell you, I do not have a Cuban. My wife's father is a Pacenti. They from Harbor Island, or like they say, Arbor Island, right? They from Harbor Island. I told you that, right? It says, get a woman from Freeport. Or say lying get a woman from Freeport and naughty get two gals from Lucha. What are you doing? You are wilding out on these people. Radio, Texan indecency. It says, no woman past 1980 know how to make a pot of crab and rice. Well, that's fine. My woman is past 1980 and she dare not make crab and rice for me. I tell you what she's do. When her and her sister won't go eat crab dough and all these things like that, she said, oh, are you going out today? You have anything to do? You want to go out? Are you going to watch a movie? You want me to pay for that for you? Oh, Jesus, what's going on? You trying to kill me? What's going on? What's going on here, baby? And then I look around the corner, crab. I said, Jesus, let me get out of here. Don't even, I don't want to smell that in my house when I come back. When I come back, she got cinnamon and orange peel boiling in the house. I can smell it on the wall. Y'all need to stop it. I don't even know where y'all get this crab eating thing from. I'm not gonna fight you though. It's out there, right? It said, say, amen. Howard has had me hooting, right? This is good. Yeah. Listen, do you not have teenagers? Were you never a teenage boy? Do you know the level of filth that is on a teenage boy's hands? Oh my God. I think I just started washing my hand at 21. Indecency. As soon as I start, you know, got to cut up with a woman, you rub her back, right? Your hand couldn't be rough. It had to be clean, right? My daughter comes to me the other day. Oh my God, I just hope they don't be listening to my show, right? So my daughter came to me the other day. She says, Daddy. I say, yes, baby doll. She said, Daddy, I think Destin has a girlfriend. So I'm, you know, she's my little internal snitch. You need one of those. You gotta have one, right? So she says, Daddy, I think Destin has a girlfriend. So I said, oh, so tell me a little bit about this. I mean, why are you saying? She said, well, I saw him got up the other day. He clipped his fingernails. He went in the bathroom. He took a bath. He put some grease in his hair. I said, oh my God, I think he has a girlfriend. I said, what? Say, what's up, Daddy? I said, boy, you smell good. What's going on? Oh my God, I love my children. Y'all don't fight me for it. You, if you ever had a... If you ain't never been a teenage boy or you ain't had none, when they start baiting, my God, you know a woman involved. If you're 38 and you don't take regular showers, we know why you're still single. We just pray God that you at least go on the beach once in a while and, you know what I mean? Let the salt water rush over you. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please, please be a part of that. See, I wasn't ready for this one. Make it a little light today. Let's take a telephone call. Call the other line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon.
What's up, Spark? You used to be talking foolishness. What you say?
The bucket mode master has arrived.
What you say?
Boy, you're like Lang. You don't really need callers. You without a whole show by yourself.
Go on.
You crack your own joke. You laugh at your own self.
I got you, Sparky.
Every time you finish talking, you talk so much, it's time to go to a break.
My God.
You have people using up all the minutes holding on a cell, you know?
I didn't tell you how to fix that, Sparky.
You treat us behaving bad, man. You treat us worse than politicians.
I was a decent man. Praise God for me.
You know, listening to your story, I something like you. I like to talk about story. I like to talk about family. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a home with a mother and a father, two older brothers. Well, one is actually a cousin. He was with us in the house before I was born. His mother died when he was very young, so my mother took him in. So I always thought he was my brother. I didn't know till I got an old man that he was my cousin.
Woo!
I used to introduce him as my brother. That's my. I used to tell people, I have two brothers, one sister, and myself. Then one day I went over to him. He said, brother, I'm not your brother, you know. My name is Taylor, you's Fountain. I'm your cousin. I didn't know that. Sorry, radio.
Sparky, they got to cut you on that. You can't be cussing on the people radio. I know you had a little stitchy in your hand. I ain't going to fight him. Erica, forgive Spock. Sparky. Don't fight him and don't fight me for it. Amen. We can be able to put it on. Let me see if we can read a couple of these texts. It says, no, amen. Man, LOL. You're so wrong. You don't want your son to make a sandwich? No, I don't want my son to make no sandwich for me. And guess what? He got the most outstanding in craft and culinary. Did I ever tell you that story about my son? He was over at Aquinas at this time, right? And it's time for him to kind of choose something. But at Aquinas, he moved from Aquinas, went to Jordan Principal. Everybody knows why. Talk to me. Just be very clear about this. Lashon. Amen. So anyway, at Aquinas at this time, he says to me, we're going in the eighth grade, and he says to me, Daddy, I want to go in home economics. Now, we're sitting in this kind of a theater area at Aquinas. And he says, Daddy, I want to go into home economics. So I looked at him. I said, you want to learn to cook? That's what you're saying to me? Now, the era that I come from, we don't go into home economics, right? But things are changing in life. And, you know, I don't see anything. I look at him, and he's a good, decent boy. But I need to know what the motivation for this was. So there was a presentation. This was a summer school. There was a presentation, eighth grade girl. She was in home economics. Eighth grade. Eighth grade girl. She had to been. And I say this in decency. This is just father-son situation. I had to kind of deduce exactly what this is. I see him saying hi to this young lady. So I said, she's in your class? Yes, Daddy. So she's in eighth grade also? Yes, Daddy. I'm talking about chesty. It was too much. Is this why you're deciding to go to home economics? Yes, Daddy. I said, okay, you could go to home economics, and I'm not going to fight you. Right? Do your thing, right? as a father, you understand? I'm not going to fight him. Now, I'm not in that particular region. I'm more southern, right? Amen. This me. But he chose that. I said, oh my God, okay, do your thing. He went over to Jordan Princewill and got into it, and he got the most outstanding in craft and this sort of a thing, right? So he could cook, got his BGCSE. He took everything out of my house, all my bougainvillea, all my seasoning, all my knife. This guy's good. He's good. But he is not going to touch no food for me. I can't even get away, man. Let me take a next telephone call before I go to a break. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, Callie on the line.
Man, how would I been going?
Are you right here? I can hear you.
Oh, boy, you were talking so long. I thought you
Why do y'all keep fighting me for talking long? This is the talk show. That's what it is. It ain't a mute show.
Is it a dialogue or a monologue?
Well, sometimes it's mono and dial. Come, we have to be able to have...
At the beginning of your show, sir, please say dial or mono.
This is a duplicity. We're not going to fight that. Go ahead.
So the customers were being... The people wouldn't call in.
Well, I'm going to fight you.
When you were talking on that thing about people in the bush, mm-hmm. I agree totally with you. Some people still belong in the bush when it comes to taking care of a home.
Yeah.
Because I'm having an experience now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, I have some, the Haitian population is now assimilating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But to see how they carry themselves still when they move into something nice and into an environment that is nice and clean. They wouldn't pick up the piece of paper from the front of their door. They got their hands on the wall. I thought I had to tell them, I say, look, man, you're not in the Grove, and I don't want to bring them to talk bad about the Grove people, but you know how the Grove, they handle the Grove a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you don't put your hands all over the wall. You don't destroy the bathroom, the toilet. Every time you go to the toilet, it's shaky. I wonder what they be doing in these apartments.
Mm.
Everything broke, they break the cupboard door. I tell them the screens are gone. I tell them, look, you're only supposed to look through these screens. How do you destroy these screens?
They never had screens before.
But these people are going to have a tough time assimilating themselves because they don't care about anything. The majority of them. Now, you have plenty of babies like this too. But we as a society now have to accept them into our domain, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot discriminate or anything, but they are still not understanding. They got to handle themselves in a different way.
I feel like that's our fault.
No, but I'm trying with them. And these are grown people in some cases. And they have a little girl. One of them have a little girl. And they wouldn't tell her to go outside and pick up the paper. They expect me to come around and pick up the paper. And I try to tell them, look, train the little girl to do these things. And one day when she it would be natural for her to do it. But they don't train these children when they're Bahamians and the Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, the not so much privileged set.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't try to train these. That's why we have all this dirt around us.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
But they're not. You remember when I remember when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday of the week, we had to clean the school campus. The school, make sure clean your desk and your classroom. You was responsible for your desk,
mm-hmm.
and then we did a general cleaning of the classroom. They don't do that no more.
No.
So as a result, the children don't care about anything. And, yeah, we go around and you pick up the garbage in the schoolyard.
Yeah.
They need to bring them things back and stop trying to teach these children.
You want these parents go crazy, eh? Excuse me, I just be playing in school field for my children to pick up garbage?
We are teaching these children to go to the moon. We're teaching them about all the queen, the king, Sir Walter Raleigh, and this one and the next one. And we ain't going to never meet none of them or see any of them. And we ain't never going to the moon. But the majority of us here are not going to the moon.
My God.
So teach these children some basic civility skills.
Yeah.
That's what we need in these schools more than anything.
I like that, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. I appreciate that. And I think it's important that all of us understand our contribution and how do we participate being able to ensure. And I think this is a serious conversation. I've told you before. The environment depicts your mood. Do you know that? Okay, so I'll tell you from a hotel perspective. Oh, how would you like to talk about it? Stop it. You can understand these things. And then when you go in these hotels globally, you would understand that this is all a part of the brand. There is the five senses has to be engaged for you to be able to have a significant experience when you go to hotels. And these are modern hotels who understand and incorporate science into what they do. So see, touch, feel, smell, taste. All unique to a brand. When you walk into the Malia Hotel, there is a unique scent that they have strategic. There is a particular scent that goes all to all the brands. There is a consistent scent when you walk into it, whether it be the bathroom, whether it be the lobby, whether it be your room. There is a scent unique to that particular brand. They engage that. So you feel like you're on vacation. There's a drink that you drink that reminds you, that's consistent through all the brand, that reminds you of this kind of a nostalgia that exists, whether you are in Cancun, whether you're in the Bahamas, whether you're in Dubai, wherever you are, you could be able to recognize and attach this taste, this feel, this nostalgia to this particular brand. That is by design. Because people know how to manipulate your mood, and your mood makes a determination about how you enjoy this experience. The exact same thing happens, just like how we talk about legacy, whether you're deliberate in terms of developing it or whether you're casual and kind of hands-off, but it develops itself. So either you make it happen or you let it happen. This is the two things that happen. You either make this thing happen and be deliberate about this or you let it happen. The government of the Bahamas needs to understand and not just allow these things to happen. Don't just let it happen. From I was going to school 24 years ago, every time you go to school, now 30 years ago, I've been in school for a long time. From I've been going to government school, the grass up to your neck. Every summer you go back to school in 8 Mile Rock, the grass up to your neck. I don't know how it is here. And now, so I ain't going to one government school, two, the government schools in 8 Mile Rock. And all my clothes fresh. My mommy just buy me new shoes. My shirt brand new. You know, we got treaties. Talk to me. I need got treaties. I got to rinse it out on Wednesday and get it prepared for wash the shirt out. Grammy, show you how to do that. Make sure the neck ain't black. And your indecent friends who put that mark on your pants to see how much pants you get, you make sure you wash that out too. Talk to me. I got to government school. So when you go to school fresh out, your clothes was on the bed for 2 weeks. You're dead excited. You just come back from Miami or parking shop or where you come from. You got it home now. And you put that on, going to school. You excited because you know what your grades were last time. And so you got this, well, I was an 80s baby. So you got this kind of a mindset that says, I got to do better next time. So you walk in there. And then when you go to school, instantaneously you're deflated. Y'all need to know this. I want to say this and be very clear. When you walk into an environment that is not taken care of, that you're having a social conversation about why this contractor hasn't done this, then you walk in, you're putting paint. Now you got this paint on your one punch your mother buy you. Huh? Somebody give me an amen. You got just paint, this yellow paint on this one punch your mother buy you because you got to wear the next one with gunner now because you grow over summer. Huh? And you get back to school and your one good decent pants, you got paint on it, you're instantly deflated because the environment was not prepared for the reception of youthful a mindset and a spirit that says we're going to do better. Your environment have to be able to depict the exact same thing. And we're not good with that. We're not good with that. And that started in your house. Because when your children could walk by your window and write, wash me, on your front room window, and you're nobody wiped this down. My God, what kind of house we coming to? You don't know breeze outside because you got this thick mulch in your screen. I mean, dirt from 6 years ago, pack up with all the fish grease and chicken grease you fry. Come on, man. You have to create an environment. When I tell my children, clean the screen, clean this, they were they mad at me? Oh, daddy, come on now. Come on. Oh, my God. These are all a part of the maintenance of what life is. And we got to start to train our kids and prepare them at home. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. With over 25 years in business, nothing says commitment to our people, culture, and service like Rev. And this year is no different. We will continue to elevate your home experience for you to create and share memories for years to come, while keeping you connected to the people and things you love most. Our pledge to provide quality service each year remains true. Rev is made for you.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
My Gateway has marked a major milestone. Over 100,000 registered users worldwide can now enjoy secure access to over 60 government services online. There is much more to come because our digital transformation journey just keeps getting better. What are you waiting for? Sign up at mygateway.gov.bs today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
I don't know. I don't know where y'all just find these letters to push together and make words and then send this on the text. It is wild. It needs to stop. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, live and in full effect. Let's go directly to the telephone lines, guys. They call me and cuss me and say, Howard, man, you're micing up my minutes. Call on the line with this live. Go ahead.
And then it's going to embrace and break on top of that.
Sorry about that, my brother. You let me pay some bills, though.
You know I only messed with you.
Don't fight me. Yeah. Praise God. Go ahead.
No. Now, Howard, let me go a couple of ways with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Me, personally, I remember when Mommy was growing us up, and she used to be teaching us how to cook. My Grammy and everyone, we had learned how to bake, cook, iron, wash clothes, all the days, right? I even used to have to do my little stuff. I had to go to work in the morning and go to school when Mommy and I had to go to work.
Jesus.
And she used to be like, oh, you do the hair better than me. So I almost had to do that every day.
Hey, parents is something else. Hey, they slick down there. My God, this good, eh, baby? Do it again.
but the reason behind that was, she was like, let me tell you all something. Why I teach you all these things is because when you all grow up, women ain't going to be into this stuff.
My God, you're getting deep. You're getting heavy.
To do the stuff for yourself, you understand? And so sad, so that, you know, I know some men can't even boil it. They can't cook a pot of rice for themselves. But yeah, so that was one of the things. And I remember, like you said earlier, when my girls, when they get up, like, you know, they pretty much was just out of diapers and can walk and talk. So I said, make it a game. This is how you pick up the toy, and they march around behind me picking up the toy and showing them how to put the things in the dishwasher. They even didn't have to wash dishes. They just put it and my
talk about black privilege.
Said,
you need to stop.
She don't want her children, her girls. I say, what? I say, okay, let me tell you how I fix that. So when I walk, like if I come in the house and the toys or they room thing, I open up the window upstairs and start throwing everything outside.
You wilding out, sir.
Yes, and they said, Daddy, you look crazy. I said, no, that's the way picking them up. So
they you ain't need it.
As soon as they see me, they grab their toys and tell you, put them in the living room and go fix their little bed and all that stuff. So, because it ain't for, oh, you can be somebody's wife or whatever, just so you can be self-sufficient.
That's
and
it.
Be, you know, and have hygiene. And you understand
that
you got to go out in public.
That's it.
And let me twist this a little bit more before you let me go. We went to the opening at the port. At the coast port for the beam and with the little jazz festival.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice, very, very nice. And they had the janitors and stuff walking around. Man, you couldn't drop on paper on the ground for that before they hit the ground, that was then gone. Mm-hmm. Right? And I say for the life of me, two streets over on Bay Street, down on Ahwaukee.
The whole building dropping, talk to me.
I mean, and the garbage pile up for days on the side on the beach, and no one. I said, it's the same government where only for the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Only for the tourists. It ain't for us, you understand? But yes, the tourists be on Bay Street and on the beach and on Ahwaukee. So I know what the sense and behind that. So well, it starts from the top, you understand? And then, two, it's for everybody. And I feel sorry for these young fellas today, you know, like, because I don't know where they can find women like that because it's hot. I see some of the things. I'd be like, boy, they could dress up nice now, but I don't, you know what I mean? You go
lashes gone to bed. Lashes gone to bed. I say, hey, baby doll, you look like Nyla. When Nyla bought her eyes at Simba, you need to stop with all these lashes. It's too much. I appreciate you calling, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that contribution. Let me take a next telephone call. Call you on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How
good afternoon.
You?
All is well?
So, you know, it's morning for me always.
Praise God.
Listen, I agree with the gentleman. I have now a 22-year-old son. And I, from the time he was about 5 or 6, I was sitting him on a counter. His favorite show to watch at the time was Iron Chef Japanese. And he would sit there with his hands fixed like a camera. And he would ask me what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and all these other stuff. And one day he said, Mommy, why do you show me these things? I said, listen to me. I say, I'm a woman, and I'm going to tell you from experience. Some of us women, we going to let you starve if you don't give us what we want.
Mm-mm.
I said, you're going to go dirty
Mm-mm.
if you don't give me what you want. I say, some of us, you could nickname us payday.
Mm-mm.
So when you get paid, then we work.
Thank God.
I said, so... And I said, rather than that happen to you and you're so like your stomach, I said, let me teach you how to clean. Let me teach you how to cook. Let me teach you how to take care of yourself. And, you know, sure enough, that day came for him one day. And, you know, he said to the lady, he said, that's okay. Look at me. My mother teach me how to cook, how to clean, how to take care of myself. So this is what I do. So I have two sons. This is my now 13-year-old can cook you the best curry chicken and white rice you ever ate. I started them young because when I was tall enough to start.
I say I can deal with the curry chicken, but my rice hugging each other, they got their hand rapra.
No. I taught them that. I taught them. My kids, I only cook with Mahatma. So you know if you can cook Mahatma, you can cook.
My God.
Okay.
You're cheering decent.
You all know Mahatma on the whole is a hugger.
My God.
But my Grammy from Vika the Stan, growing up on the island, taught us with the tree rocks outside on the fire, how to cook.
You serious? Outside?
Outside, yeah, man. That's the best food.
You're a chef, you could be able to do it.
The stove was in the house for decoration. You don't go cooking, burning up all gas.
Mm-mm. That's like the Chinese.
So that's like
the China closet, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's only for decoration. You
China closet go play and the front room chair covered with plastic. We know. Listen, at the end of the day, we as parents have to make sure. That's why you see some of these young men on the street, when they wear these shirts, they turn them inside out when they get dirty.
Mm-mm.
Because one, they don't, like they don't know by now how to do it. They're just lazy. You have to show them that this is a way of life. This is how you live. You ain't going to go marry my son and be dirty around him.
No.
We have to teach these children.
And next way around, because you know women want no dirty man know how. I mean,
no.
You got to clean yourself up.
And vice versa, no man want no dirty woman.
No.
So we have to teach our kids how to take care of themselves. I like to tell them, when you can live with yourself, then you can live with someone else.
Amen. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution. And I want to say something, because you make a good point. Right? You ever see these nice, beautiful women, like, top up, right? And then, you know, they already, a couple of them, they got different shades. So you face one shade based upon the makeup or however you do it. Then your hand one color and your knucks black, right? He said, all right, I can live with that, right? But then when you go down and you're wearing slippers, right? And you look at the foot, you say, oh my, hold on, wait. Baby, I think you needed a pedicure and not all these other things. What's going on here? Yeah, because men, do you know that? Do women know that? That men assess you by those things? Like, we like a soft woman. You want your heels soft. You want your cuticles gone. How do you know about all these things? I told you my mother then was doing this from when I was a child. They had, I know about acrylic and gel and all these things. And I tell you that. And the acetone and the this and that. I tell you that. My mother them did this. So as a man, I grew up having a very clear understanding that this was what I wanted a woman. Me and my wife, she around me when we first get together. I couldn't understand how she's go to bed with her hair in one every night. I could not understand that when me and her first get together. I said, baby, why don't you curl your hair? She said, let me explain something to you, okay? All right? I am not your mother. You hear me? I see. I am not your mother. I'm not Verne Grant, okay? I said, no, I didn't think it's my mother. I just wanted to know, like, do you put curls in your hair? Like, do you do that? My mother used to do that every night. She put the curls in her hair. She set herself up. And my grandmother did that. And my aunt. So I grew up watching women do that. I just, you know, fool me. I thought that this is what women did, right? And it's not. It's just not. But you accept that and you understand these particular things. And you learn to live with people. I gave my daughter a very clear example. We moved to Cuba. I live in Cuba now. And I wash my clothes. Yeah, so I got all my tidy whities. This was an era where, you know, I was just transitioning all the tidy whities into the boxer brief thing. So I scrubbing my tidy whities, all white, right? And, you know, scrubbing. I came to Cuba with all my little downy and this and that. I clean it, scrubbing. And then I hang it out in the back and everything. They walk in there and it smells so good every time. Because, you know, it's a big guy and everybody think I'm some kind of bear or something. They come hug me up and all the girls come hug me up. Oh my God, how would you always smell nice? Like this, hugging me up, right? And that was one of the, you know, it was the game also. You gotta reel them in with the thing, right? So you're handsome, you smell good. I told you I couldn't have conjunctions. I can't be fat and, I don't like the conjunctions. Fat, all these additions is too much. I just need to be, okay, he's big, but he's so handsome, but he smells so good. Why he's so fresh all the time? His clothes look nice. Look, this is me. This is how I live my life all the time. I go into school with Black people in 8 Mile Rock, they can be harsh sometimes. It teaches you some things very clearly. So in Cuba, after they smell my clothes, this young lady, whose name would be Bethel, she comes to me with all of her underwear. I can't even get no amen. I just be very clear about this. All of her underwear. I'm talking about the silky ones. I'm talking about the cotton ones. I'm talking about the bras. Everything. She says, Howard, can you wash this for me, please? And I'm looking at her. My mouth is like, I dropped my mouth. What are you doing? She said, Howard, your clothes always smell so nice. Can you show me how to do? It blew my mind. That blew my mind. I couldn't wait to get back home to tell the story. I said, Grammy, you wouldn't believe this. You wouldn't believe this. And I don't need my kids to do that. And I don't think you need your kids to do that either. We have to be prepared for life because it happens. That's the only reason I could row with my wife. We row the other night, right? This is couples row. We row. But I ain't scared to row back because I could cook. And I made one crazy shrimp soup the other night. I put everything in the thing. The thing was bananas. I wake up in the morning. I see the soup. Half empty. I know I only had a little cup. Watch me. I had a little cup. I made shrimp and grits the other night. Man, you need to stop. I's a decent man. I bad, you know. It's a bad man. I made shrimp and grits the other night. Yeah, because row happened. But I hungry. So I made shrimp and grits. When I made that shrimp and grits, I wake up in the morning, my grits shaved down. My shrimp half gone. People Belgian. I say, my God, look at God. Sometimes my daddy say, boy, if you don't learn to cook, you will eat mess. Because these women ain't into that. Things are changing. Let's prepare our kids. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard.
My brother.
You know how long I've been on the phone?
No, you're just, I just lit up.
Cuba. I don't even have a Cuba. My I don't even have a woman.
And you like, you like these decent stories. Go ahead. Let me tell you a story now. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
What's happening, buddy? Everything good?
Everything good.
I'm good. Well, let me tell you something. I have 3 sons. And I ain't cooking for them because they try to get me in problems. When we sitting on the table, they like to shout out, Daddy boy, your food really tastes better than mommy own, you know. I say, I'm not taking my job. Why don't you take my job?
But you gotta watch these children though. Huh? They won't get their
I know it was, I know the clean out. My mom and aunt them taught me everything I need to know. And like you say, you know, it's some of us we grew up doing these things because back in the era when I was brought up, all boys basically knew how to clean and wash and all that sort of stuff. It's just that a lot of us are got lazy and don't want to do it.
I agree with you.
We're depending on other persons to do it, and it's wrong. You got to take care of yourself. I don't need a woman. The only thing I need a woman for, Howard, is to have my kid.
You need to stop it. I know I got other things to do. I don't. You ain't need to have a kid every time. Talk to me. But my God,
that's all I need to do. Have my kid. Other than that, I can do everything: clean house, everything, cook, everything, iron, everything. You know.
But don't tell her that though, because she's. Don't tell her that.
One more thing, Howard.
These young women today, they want a man who does cook. You ever see some things?
There ain't nothing wrong with that. You cook sometime. I cook sometime.
I will never tell. I didn't tell my wife I could cook. That ain't her business.
I don't believe you.
So when round day come, I know I can take care of myself. And when she cooks certain things, when she cooked me, you know, some sauce, when we first get together, I say, baby, listen to me. This ain't how I like my sauce, eh? Let me show you how I like it. Don't never put celery in my sauce. I don't like it. It's make the water a little. I don't like it.
But anyway, one more thing before I go. There's too much anger on the streets, man. I driving this morning, man. And everybody is pulling out in front of you. That's literally, even if they turn on the right, they're pulling in front of you. If they turn on the left, they're pulling in front of you, man. What's going on? This stuff dropping in Freeport?
No. That don't happen in Freeport. I went to Freeport the other day and I pulled it out in front of me. I said, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm not an asshole.
That's the truth. I tried out in Freeport, but they blow me down and cuss me.
I said, whoa, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Anyway, I can let you go, buddy. All
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Listen, I mean, these shows, I like these have, you know, because sometimes we don't talk about these things, but I think it all begins at home. It only stemmed from this kind of a conversation that we have with the Sustainable Development Unit. And it's important that we continue to be able to expand on these things and understand our responsibility, right? Somebody texts me and say, Howard, our fault? Are you losing your head? What are you talking about? He said, the same way Bahamians assimilate when we move to the United States of America, they better learn, they meaning the immigrants that come here, they better learn if they're going to be here, the same way that we learn how to bleach when they move here, they learn how to be nasty. You're wilding out with this text. But I said it's still our fault because the government of the Bahamas at the inception of independence and the shift from segregation start to say things like, we don't no longer have to do this. Then you put that out your mind. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Introducing Wendy's new chimichurri cheeseburger.
Chimichurri.
That's how you pronounce it. Let it roll off your tongue. Then get ready for some ridiculously good flavor. Fresh, herby, garlicky, green, chimichurri. It'll feel like a relaxing backyard get-together with friends on a Sunday.
Put in a burger.
Come meet Wendy's new chimichurri cheeseburger with our new Dave's Craft Lemonade. Wendy's different inside and out.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, chopping it down today. I'm sort of a laid back. It's not Friday, but we're having a good show. I'm enjoying this. I think it's important to my last caller's point that I believe that the environment is charged with some negativity. I think we got to get through that. I think we got to get past that. And I think we got to be able to infuse that with positive spirit, a positive energy. And be deliberate. Remember we talked about this? We can't just let it happen. I think so much things in our country, in our lives, in our spaces, we just let happen, right? And then we start to talk about this concept and idea that it is what it is. But sometimes we have to be deliberate in making it happen. We have to be strategic. We have to be intentional in making it happen. We have the power, the strength, and the wherewithal to make it happen. Let me take this telephone call. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon, Howard. I did write in my apology.
Yes, yes, Sparky.
I did do that. But look, I
you need to apologize to Erica. Tell Erica I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sparky.
I know. I did apologize. That was a slip. That was underneath the Dilly Tree conversation.
I understand.
Sometimes things just slip out.
Mm-hmm.
But, Howard, the same thing you were talking about, the lady talk about, oh, like I said, I had a sister 2 years younger than me, and my mother, every time she was in the kitchen, the only time my sister was there when he's washing dishes, I was watching, she would rent. But when it came time to cooking, my mother always had me in there. And one day I said, Mommy, why you, we have a girl in the house, why you always got me in the kitchen with you? She said, son, listen here, I can tell you this, once, one day you get married, your wife might leave you.
Sparky.
Or your wife might get sick. And when she gets sick, you will be in charge of cooking for your wife, and cooking for your children. One day your wife might divorce you. You might be there on your own.
Sparky, this
and one thing your friends can watch, they can see if you get fat or if you get skinny. If you get skinny, they know you couldn't cook. You see, women don't cook no more these days. I could cook anything. I could cook in a hotel if I want to.
My God.
When people come to my house, Howard, they just come out the car with bowls in their hand because they know I got sauce. Somewhere from pig feet, chicken, cheap tongue, anything, I got sauce on the pot.
I want you to invite me for some pear. Call me. Call Howard. I like pear. I like my grits and tuna with a little pepper in it and pear. I need some avocado.
I tell you the truth, I got about 7 avocado trees in my yard.
Well, when they get straight, call me.
You know the bottleneck one, them long ones, they're called bottleneck?
I like them.
They rustle pear. I got 2 of them in my yard. They come 12 inches long.
I don't care if they rustle or McKinney. I want some pear. Call me.
I will let you know when they're ready. The
I appreciate
loaded
it.
Loaded now. It's so loaded, they're dropping all off the tree. Young.
Okay, my brother. Oh, gotta let me go.
I'm that boy in the morning, Mr. Nuri. He come running and carry about 7 bag of pear, and then he...
Well, you ain't going to tell me you a Nuri business. You call me when you got pear. You got all my number. Text me.
You mean avocado?
Avocado, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if I can take this last call. Call, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard.
Hey.
Listen, I've been having a hankering for pot cake for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I get some good pot cake?
You get one decent woman to cook you something. You like to burn at the bottom of the pot. You like that?
I have no good pot. People don't cook. You know how pot cake...
You know, I got a Dominican auntie, right? That's my I got a Dominican auntie, right? She from Santo Domingo. And when she cooked the rice, she deliberately burns the bottom and her daughter eats that. You know, they don't call it pot cake. They call it Kong Kong. So it's the Kong Kong.
For some reason, I've been having this urge for pot cake. And when I thought about it, I haven't seen any in years.
Sir, you're getting older now. You shouldn't be eating that. Your belly ain't ready for that kind of action. You don't need no pot cake. You need to stop.
No, but Howard, that pot cake used to be the best part of the rice.
When you was young.
When it dry.
When you was young and your daddy them and everybody didn't eat, that's what you only had. But praise God for time.
I can't find nobody have no pot cake nowhere.
Well, then you put the clarion call out. They can give me a call. I appreciate your call, my brother. Thank you so much. Guys, we got 2 minutes before we get out of here. I want to thank all my guests for being able to come today. I want to thank the Sustainable Development Goals Unit out of the office of the Prime Minister talking to us about the National Climate Change Youth Conference and being able to talk about the Sustainable Development Goals Conference on July 12th, July 13th and 14th. One more time, I want to give you the address, sdg.gov.bs, or you can be able to hit them at youthclimateready.gov.bs to find out more information. I thank you so very kindly. I want to say this to you. And I do this in the spirit and anticipation of what I want to see come down that pipeline. I've made 3 significant calls for a series that I want to start next week. And it's going to be the entire week leading up to independence. It's going to be on Unicall. You remember the University College program? Somebody text me if you have any information on that. 827-0111. I called 3 major persons and they have agreed. I ain't got no confirmation strong enough for me to be able to push forward. But I'm excited about it. If you want to be able to participate, I can tell you who those persons are. 827-0111. Be a part of history. I mean, talk to me. Be a part of history. When persons pull up the information, we're going to have cameras, lights, the whole thing. We're going to go to a unique location and really be able to have this series. It's going to be a Unicall, and then eventually became Unicom, right? It was Frankie Wilson, Sean McQueenie. Somebody says Alfred Sayers, but I'm not sure. I tried to call Alfred Sayers. We're going to have a great, great series next week to talk about the spirit of how this thing happened. So participate in that, 827-0111, and we can make some things happen next week. Guys, I thank you so much for being able to tune in with us today. I had a great call tomorrow. You know, my guy Garth is going to be in the studio with us. And we're going to be chopping that down and being able to have good conversations. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're going to see you tomorrow, God spare. Stick and stay for Chivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Foundation. Foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. Foundation.